Blog Talk Radio. His name has so much power in it. He paid such an awesome price.
Want to take this time to talk to you for a few minutes. You see, I recognize one thing about pain. It knows no color. It knows no religion. It's not prejudice. Pain is just pain. Sometimes in life, every now and then, you encounter that kind of pain that is so deep on the inside that you can't cut it out with a knife. You want to reach inside of your skin and pull it out. And all that you can't pull out, you look to your left and your right and you can't find nobody that can feel what you feel, that know what you know. Feel what you feel and know what you know in your soul. Somebody said, well, what is the difference between my heart hurting and my soul? Because my soul, it's my mind, it's my intellect, it's my emotions, it's where I live and I move and I have my existence. And every now and then the force of the enemy will come against you. Because oh no, it's not you that the enemy is after. It's your soul. It's your existence. It's the essence of who you are. And when you can't find anybody to help you fight, oh yeah, your friends are going to try to help you. The preacher may try to help you. The doctor may try to help you. The lawyer may try to help you. But every now and then, you gotta reach down on the inside. And you gotta not just open up your mouth, but you gotta open up your spirit. And you gotta let the enemy know that in the book of Jeremiah 33, it tells us that when I cry out to the Lord,
Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you set me down on tonight, God, and you set a mightily in me, Lord God. Let everybody understand this revelation that you gave me and understand it clearly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let it do for them what you desire for it to do for them, God. In the name of Jesus, may they get from you what they need from you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight's message is entitled Soul Healing. Soul Healing. A lot of attention is placed on physical healing, but the healing many of you need is not in the physical realm. You need a soul healing. You need your mind, your will, and emotions healed. You need your mind, your will, and emotions healed. Let's take a look at the foundational text for tonight. God showed me something profound in the first part of James 5, in verse 16 from the King James Version. Confess your faults one to another. That's the part we're going to mainly focus on. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The Amplified Bible says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. Soul healing. Confess your faults one to another. Confession is the beginning stages of healing. You cannot keep things bottled up inside and expect to be healed. You cannot keep things bottled up inside and expect to be healed. As human beings, we were created to talk to each other, to share in conversation with each other. How many of you know that you are blessed if you have a friend, a real friend that you can confide in, and you know they won't tell nobody, and you know that they are saved and you are saved, and when you exchange, it's a release. That's a blessing. That's somebody that you can confess your faults one to another and not worry about it. Talk, confess, but be careful who you talk to, who you confess to. The Bible says, know those that labor among you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12 from the King James Version. Know those you choose to confide in. Know them, because everyone cannot be trusted. That goes back to what I was just saying. If you have a friend that you can talk to, that is precious, because everybody cannot be trusted. Can you trust them to not gossip about you but pray for you? Can you trust them to not gossip about you but pray for you? Here's a tip. If they gossip with you, they will gossip about you. If we really understood the power that's in our mouths, we would think at all times before we speak. If we really understood the power that's in our mouths, we would think at all times before we speak. Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The mouth, the tongue, the words that come from your mouth, off the tongue, either promote death or life. Your words either kill or heal. Your words either kill or heal. God intended our words to be a healing agent. God intended for our words to be a healing agent. That's why the first step to a soul healing in tonight's text is confession. Many people think that it would be prayer first, but the Bible says confess first. James 5 and 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Confess. You must be willing to own up to it in order to be healed of it. Confess. You must be willing to own up to it in order to be healed of it. We should be able to confide in each other. Healing is produced through conversation. Healing is produced through conversation. Notice the second thing after after confession in the scripture instructs us to do. The second thing the scripture instructs us to do is pray for each other. Why is prayer second to confession in the text? Because sometimes all a person needs is someone to talk to. If they can just confess, talk about what's wrong, healing will take place in them. I'm sure many of you can attest to that. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to, somebody that you can trust. And as I said earlier, you cannot trust everybody. The Bible says, know those that labor among you. You got to know who you're talking to before you talk to them, especially if you're getting ready to share in confidence your heart. Some of you are stressed out now because you have no one trustworthy to confide in. Some of you are stressed out now because you have no one trustworthy to confide in. Some of you are slipping into depression right now because you have no one to talk to. The loneliness is making you feel condemned. But the Bible says there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8:1. Remember that. Your mind could be healed if you could get some stuff off of your mind and confess. Your mind could be healed if you could just get some things off of your mind and confess. I think that's my favorite point for tonight. Your mind could be healed if you could just get some things off your mind and confess. Sometimes all a person needs is to be heard, really heard without interruption, which is one of the reasons why the Bible says in James 1:19 NIV, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. The power of conversation. Conversation is not just speaking, but hearing. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. Slow to speak because words are powerful. Married couples, you can heal much of what's going on in your marriage if you would just listen to your spouse. You could heal much of what's going on in your marriage if you would just listen to your spouse. Let them confess what's on their heart. Again, James 5:16 from the Amplified Bible says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins. And pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. I pray somebody's getting some out of this tonight. Jesus shows us the power of words, the power of conversation, when he sat down and talked to a woman at the well. As I read John 4, verses 1 through 28, from the New King James, I want you to notice that Jesus never touched the woman at the well. He didn't touch her. He never touched her. Instead, he made himself available to her. Husbands, wife, you need to make yourself available to each other. He made himself available to her. He sat down and talked to her, and he allowed her to talk, to confess some things as well. The end result, the woman at the well got delivered, healed of years of wrong behavior. In the text, the woman at the well had 5 previous relationships, 5 failed attempts, not including her current situation. Through a conversation with Jesus, through confiding in Jesus, 5 years was healed, and the woman now felt the need to share the God she had found with others. To be healed, unburdened, you must confess. To be healed, to be unburdened, you must confess. Confession is the first step. Notice I didn't say it was the only step, but it is the first step. If you have no one else who is saved, living the life of a Christ follower to talk to, you can always talk to and talk with Jesus. Confess unto him. If you have no one else who is saved, living the life of a Christ follower to talk to, you can always talk to and talk with Jesus. Confess unto him. This is important. Believers, do not confess to unbelievers. Find someone of like faith. Do not confess to unbelievers if you are a believer. Find someone of like faith. On the other hand, if you are an unbeliever listening to me tonight and you want to try this principle out, confide in a believer. If you are an unbeliever, confide in a believer. Do not confess to someone who is doing what you are doing. Do not confess to someone who is doing what you are doing. Don't know any believers and you just happen to come across this ministry, God wants you to know you are not listening by accident. Oh, no, you're not. It's time for your life to change and change for the better. You can always call or text me after the show. The number is 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email me if you prefer, prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com for private consultation or prayer. Now I'm going to read John 4, verses 1 through 28. A Samaritan woman meets her Messiah. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city in Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal or everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have said well. I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is a place where we ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked. He did what he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek, or why are you talking with her? Then the woman left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? I read verse 29 too. Could this be the Christ? Indeed, it was the Christ that was having a conversation with her. Again, this same principle is displayed in Psalms 107 and 20. Because remember, that's all he did was talk to her. In 107 and 20, it says, he sent out his word and healed them. He sent out his word. He didn't touch nobody, but he sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Also, it's repeated in Luke 7, verse 2 through 10. Let me read that for you. Just trying to prove a point that conversation with somebody that carries the anointing of Christ or the Holy Spirit is life-changing, is healing. We supposed to be like Jesus on this earth, and healing should be in our mouths. Therefore, we need to watch what we say and how we say it and who we say it to. We should be agents of healing. Not just ambassadors for Christ, but agents of healing. Luke 7, verse 2 through 10. This is when Jesus heals a centurion's servant. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue, as though what they were saying was going to make him worthy. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, but do what he asked him to say, the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick. After Jesus finished having a conversation with this man, because he didn't never make it to the house, because the man told him to just say the word. So all he did was say the word in the midst of this conversation. Words was exchanged. And by the time we get to the 10th verse, they found the servant who had been sick well. Words heal. When they are anointed, words heal. That's why confession comes before prayer. You must confess. Which brings us to the second stage of a soul healing. The second stage to healing your mind, your will, and your emotions is prayer. Tonight's text tells us, pray for one another. After there had been a time of confession, if prayer is needed for a full breakthrough depending on the situation, then you pray. Confession, then prayer. Side note, this is just a side note, but pay close attention. Someone who you do not feel comfortable confessing to, confiding in, should never be allowed to pray for you. Someone who you do not feel comfortable confessing to, confiding in, should never be allowed to pray for you. James 5 and 15 from the Amplified Bible. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick. And tonight, just for this particular night, we're not talking about physical sickness. We're talking more about sickness in the soul, needing healing for the soul in your mind, in your will, in your emotions. How many of you know that's a type of sickness as well? Still, the Bible says, and the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. James 5 and 16 from the King James Version. And this is a part of the scripture that we're normally used to hearing. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer. Father God, may the unsaved listening in tonight be saved. Cause them to have a real encounter with you. Grant everybody under the sound of my voice a discerning spirit so that they will know who we can confide in and who it is around us that has patience, wisdom, and healing power in their words so that we too can begin on a journey towards healing. I pray for those wrestling with depression, that they especially will find a safe place to release their faults, their worries, their concerns. Give somebody tonight a woman at the well experience with you. Give somebody tonight a woman at the well experience with you. Heal and deliver years of hurt. Bring forth a soul healing. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the beginning of this show, I played Something Happens by Priscilla Hilliard. Also, I played Soul Cry by Juanita Bynum. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer, just press 1 and I will be glad to pray for your specific needs. Press 1. If not, thank you for being there. I really appreciate it. I see you. Caller, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Pastor Stacy. This is Roxanne. I have more of a, I wanted to give a testimony to your listeners about your sermon.
Oh, yes, sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you, well, I guess you remember me. I, one of your Twitter followers, and I reached out to you for prayer on a few occasions, and how helpful it was to have a woman of God who knows the word, that I knew that I feel comfortable enough, even though I've never met you, and the things that you
Praise
said
God.
To me, you know, to trust God, that I felt led to be so transparent with you, and you know, the healing and the breakthrough that I received and the comfort. So I just wanted to encourage your callers to, you know, to just to be open and not worry about what people say, you know. And if you feel a unction in your spirit, that's the Holy Spirit guiding you. And to just to be transparent and trust God and trust the process.
Amen. I thank God for you, and I thank God for what he's doing in your life.
Thank you
for being with me on tonight and calling in.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye. If there's anybody else on the phone that desires prayer, or maybe you have a comment, you can mention one at this time. If not, we're going to go to a song. Right now I'm going to play I Have to Believe by Rita Springer, because believe it or not, that's what we all have to do. After you confess, after you pray, you have to believe. If you don't believe, confessing and praying is not going to do any good. You have to believe. No matter what it looks like, you have to believe. Rita Springer. thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. Be sure to follow me on Twitter if you're not doing so. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Prolific Fire, just like the show. Like the new Prolific Fire Ministry page on Facebook. Also, check out the website. Check out ProlificFire.com. That's ProlificFire.com. And so, if you feel led to, but only if you feel led to. Philippians 4:17 from the Contemporary English Version says, I'm not trying to get something from you, but I want you to receive the blessing that comes from giving. I'm not trying to get something from you, but I want you to receive the blessings, plural, the blessings that comes from giving. Until next Monday, same place, same time. God bless you. Good night.